Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from the series entitled Multi-Hall Conversations with Jim Brown. In this recording, Jim once again speaks to sailor, boat builder, and marine entrepreneur Doug Jane. Doug is the owner of Jane's Marine in Reedville, Virginia, which can be found on the web at www.janesmarine.com. In this segment, Doug shares how he discovered multi-hulls and one thing he has learned from the constant camber boat building technique. And in the full audio, he shares some incredibly fun stories from his many years of experiences as a multi-hull sailor and charter operator. You can find out more about this historic audio conversation series with Jim Brown at www.outrigmedia.com.
Today we're talking with my old friend Doug Jane. That's J-A-Y-N-E, and Doug is the guy that really got the Sea Runner charter catamaran business off the ground. But I've known you for longer than that, Doug. Hey, how far back does it go?
Well, I'd say I've known you. I met Russell when he was 16, and Steve when he was about the same, 16, 17, and I met you a few years after that. So
there was just before you moved to Matthews County.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. So I guess that we're talking 30-plus years for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the great thing about our acquaintance to me is that if you hadn't had the gumption to want a charter catamaran when you were living down there in Charleston, I'm not sure that any of this Sea Runner cat, constant camber cat thing would have happened. You're the guy that got it off the ground. And what
well,
that was
you, that was extremely complimentary, but I was living in Matthews County with my monohull, my 50-foot catch, that 30-ton, you know, lead lugger. And I used to tell everybody I'm going to, you know, build a big trimaran and call it super unleaded. And I never believed that I would do it, and I actually did do it. And but I watched you guys building those boats at Callis Wharf. And
yeah.
It was that experience that turned my head a little bit. And I think the reason why I turned my head is because one of the big issues with the multi-hulls were the Dixie Cup-like exterior. And the constant camber came up with an idea that really gave you a thick skin, as thick as my, you know, wood monohulls. And it was still light and it was extremely strong. And it's that thick skin that made me think about it as a boat. It was
I'll
no
be
longer
darn, Doug,
a piece.
You never told me that before. I see what you mean. And for the listener, we got to say that the constant camber is just a streamlined method of cold molded laminated wood boat building, in which we took almost all of the weight of the framing and put it into the skin. It is a thick skin.
Yes, I mean, you know, the expression for me when what we are, we had the expression that, you know, multi-hulls are fine, just don't hit a Dixie Cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, quarter-inch plywood between you and the ocean didn't give me any real security when I've seen logs and containers and everything else out there. And, you know, a lot of people have gone to steel hulls and all kinds of stuff. But that constant camber, the 52-foot catamarans that we're building for Coast Guard inspection, I think that without the Coast Guard, they could be a little bit lighter. but our skins are 7/8 of an inch thick, and 7/8 of an inch thick is it's everything you need. It's there's nothing. I mean, you're just not going to get it any stronger than that.
Well, yeah, the thing that really turned me on to it was that you also have that, because of the compound curvature in constant camber, you have that so-called eggshell rigidity, and that's
yes.
what made it possible for us to get rid of the frame. The Coast
yes.
Guard makes us put in some framing, but it's a relatively simple frame compared to what you'd have to build for skeleton in a boat that had a really thin skin in order to save weight. Either thin or very lightly glassed foam on both sides.
Even the red cedar construction technique has got a tremendous amount of framing in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all of that framing was gone. A few bulkheads, they were light, they were minimal, and the boat is just tremendously strong. It's a real battle axe. I mean, and yet it doesn't have the weight to it that you would, associate with a battle axe.
Well, I think this boat you just finished, Doug, which is a 52-foot Sea Runner Cat designed by John Marples. I think that's number 6 for you, isn't it?
I don't know.
At least one too many, anyway.
I don't know, and. And it's kind of interesting because John Marples is the naval architect, and without him, the project would not get done. Make no mistake about it. None whatsoever. But it also has a lot of influence from a lot of sources. So it's kind of a fun project at this point because of all those influences.
Well, you've had a whole lot of experience with charter cats. Let's start from the beginning. Tell us about Ocean Island, the big teak catch you had when you were introduced to multi-hulls.
Oh, yeah, that boat was sweetheart. She was an intercontinental missile. She weighed 30 tons, and, a third of it was lead. It was teak plank. The Dutch built it. They did some sort of planking technique that did a full-length plank, although I think there was some scarves involved. I never found any. I'm not sure if there were. The frames were acacia. They were laminated, so there were no cracked frames anywhere. It was a rare boat for that type of basket weave construction. It had copper rivets, and it was a real nice shape. It lended itself to, that 60s, race boat kind of wood boat shape, or Rhodes or a Sparkman's. It was indeed designed by a Frenchman, André Canoe, and the Dutch built it. I bought it in Antigua, and it was a 50-foot boat with a tiller, and she really sailed well. She had spruce teardrop spars and all the neatest stuff of the time, and it was a ship. And I have to say it was, I was in my 20s, I was a strong buck, and it was a lot of work to move that boat around. It was a lot of work. It was really hard. I mean, when you got that girl cranking and you buried the rail and you really were driving her, it was a marathon of effort to do it. And, now I get into these 50-foot catamarans and we do the same speed, and it is so easy. It is just no effort whatsoever. And now that I'm older, even I can still enjoy it and do it without any, the effort. And so what I say is that if I had listened to Russ Brown and let him talk me into building one of these constant camber catamarans at that point, I would still be cruising. I'd still be chomping at the bit on that boat. I'd still be out there driving around.